Welcome to a brand new episode of YouTube Boxing Season. I'm your host, Fight Lounge. And before I go any further, I highly suggest you guys follow me on social media. You can type in Fight Lounge on IG, Twitter, and YouTube. And the reason I say that is because this is the Social Knockout 2 recap show. And if you follow my Twitter and my Instagram, I'm going to give you updates regarding upcoming fights, but I might just be responsible for a big fight to happen on Social Knockout 3. More on that later. So yes, make sure you follow my Instagram, Twitter. Again, just type in Fight Lounge and I'm sure you'll find me. So yeah, today was a crazy day. Today, Social Knockout 2 happened. And it's funny, my predictions, only did two official predictions. And I had now over Tyson, round two TKO. That didn't happen. Tyson won via TKO in round three. And I did have Slim beating Abaddon, but I had to go into the judges and almost did. So round three, when Slim delivered a great knockout punch. Okay, so I'm going to start from the beginning. On Social Knockout 1, I actually overslept. I think I woke up around 3, maybe 4, and all the fights were done. So I had to like go on Twitter and see how people's reaction was, you know, during that time. I had to go back and watch videos. Didn't matter, the first Social Knockout wasn't really all that. This one was much better. Well, up until the last three fights, which I would get into. So I woke up. It was the very last round of NA Productions, and I didn't see the first two rounds. I saw the very last one, announcement, a winner. So after the event, I went back to watch, and I will say NA Production looked a lot better than the first time he fought Slim. First time he fought Slim, Bryce was too bright, stage was too big, and he wouldn't get Slim, who was very hungry, who was determined to win. So, NA Productions, again, his fight wasn't all that great, but he looked a lot better. I wouldn't mind seeing him fight again on Social Knockouts, put it that way. His performance against Slim, he looked like he didn't want to get punched in the face. But like I said, that's boxing, that's literally what happened. So, I wouldn't pull my hair like, why is this guy on my screen? But trust me. There was fights on this card, and maybe like, why is this on my screen? But I'll get to that later. So I saw NA Production the last round, and they announced him the winner. And so I said, okay, they had that rivalry when the dude slapped him, you know, with a pamper full of shit. The commentator said the dude who NA Production fought was from one of the tryouts that Social Knockouts had. And that's something that Social Glove once had. Social Glove once had a pull-up event at YouTubers, 8 TikTokers, tournament, whoever won, got featured on the card. So this was different. This was whoever impressed them. You know, they impressed Tyson. And they think they even said, like, they didn't necessarily have to win. They just had to, like, be entertaining. They had to put a fight. They had to have heart, etc., etc. So I didn't watch the NA Production fight live, but I went back to watch it. And I gotta say, much improvement from the first fight. Much improvement. Okay, and then after that, I think, yeah, performance by Gibbs. Is it Gibbs or Giggs? I don't know. Sorry, I don't listen to that much London rap. I live in the U.S. So then we had that performance. And then it was time for one, the fight that made me stay up. Or may wake up early, I should say. Tyson versus Now. Tyson versus Now is the reason why I woke up early to watch that fight. Watch that event, I should say. Slim and Abaddon would have been a good fight, but I could have watched a replay. You know, I could have went past that. I said, you know what? Brad Batch is going to fight. He's going to get a guy who, if you look on that card, I think he had the best physique. Like, he looked like he was a fighter. So I said, you know what, this fight's going to be interesting. On the DMs, right when his Right before his fight got announced, Niall actually DM'd me and said, "Hey, I'm fighting." And I think because on one of his previous podcasts, I said, "Don't be shocked if you see him fighting on upcoming, event." But I didn't know it was gonna be social knockout two, so they told me. He showed me his opponent, Tyson. And I said, "Yo, that dude's big. That dude's, look like he got power." And he said he was a fighter. So I went on his IG and I didn't scroll through a lot of posts, but I couldn't see nothing. And his bio says, personal trainer. So I was like, okay, he's a personal trainer, whatever, whatever. So I was like, okay, maybe he fights a little bit. Because he was on the put the social knockouts tryout, so he had to fight to get on his card. But unlike Social Gloves had footage and video of everybody fighting. This one, Tyson had like clips on his IG stories, the one that you can save. So I couldn't really see like minute per minute, round per round, how he did in tryouts. I just saw clips of him standing up and his opponent on the ground. That's all I could take it from. So in one of the interviews, I think right after the weigh-ins, Niall said that he has been trained for this moment since 2018, since KSI versus Logan won. I don't know if he meant to say one or two, because two he was there in person in LA. But I can remember, but either way, he's been playing. So I took that as, you know what? This kid, like I said, has seen so many careers really take off because of YouTube boxing. And he's like, why not me? They can do it, why can I? So I was like, you know what? I think this kid's gonna want it more. And so that's why I picked him, because I had no footage on either guy. I just said, I think Niall's gonna want it more. However, the fight went totally different than what I expected, but in a good way. It was a great, great fight. The first thing that caught my eye was when Niall was in the ring and he still had on his t-shirt. And I was like, and I think that's kind of strange that he fights with a shirt on. Because, I mean, if you guys watch all the other fights, I think he's the only male who fought with t-shirt on. Of course, the female influencers had shirts. But I said, you know what? He had a shirt on. I got more money for more sponsorship. Whatever, get your money. Maybe, I don't know. That was a red flag. Before the first punch was thrown, that was a red flag. I said, maybe he's not in a great shape, conditioning-wise. Because we all saw how dead you looked when you fought Benny Hacker. And everybody was like, uh-oh, he's out of shape, this or that. Even on the public weigh-in, now had a shirt on. So, yeah, that's also another thing I forgot. So, maybe his condition was 100%. Maybe his physique, wasn't to his liking. I don't know, but that was the first red flag. Second one is right when it happened. I think Tyson landed a nice punch, and it kind of like stunned Niall. And it's the old Mike Tyson quote: "Everybody has a plan to get punched in the face." And I think that's kind of what happened. And all previous YouTube boxers, after their very first fight, they always go on YouTube and talk about the fight. They always said, as soon as that bell rings, you forget everything that you was taught. And so I think for now, and again, I don't want to speculate, but I think that's what happened. I think he got punched very hard in the face. Shit got real, and that's like every other YouTuber or even TikToker. When the bell rings, when shit got real, they forgot. I really wouldn't doubt that if he just forgot everything, because that's what I always say. It's a bit difference between the dim lights, sparring in the gym, in front of your other sparring partners, and fighting under bright lights in front of 1,000 people in attendance and 1,000 people around the world. Much different kind of pressure. So I think that's what happened. My first reaction, I was like, "Yo, Tyson." It was like the more powerful and more strong fighter. Like he was hurting now every chance he got. I was like, yo, and the more the fight went, the more comfortable he got. I was like, yo, like, the way I took it from the whole fight is like there was a two different speed. I mean, I know it was a different level. Like, they said Tyson is a fighter, but they didn't really say he had amateur background, MMA, excuse me, Muay Thai. They say he's a fighter, but you can tell he was above now, but just different speed, different, excuse me, different awareness. It's a better all-around fighter. In football or basketball, there's a friend like you play down to your opponent if you're like undefeated and your person you're playing is like 2-16, you're gonna put your A effort. So that's why they play down to the opponent. For Tyson, gotta give him credit. He knew he was better than Nile, but he did not toy with him. I think in round one they said he was toying with him, but I think he was still trying to like read him out, whatever. But gotta give him credit, like Tyson. And again, I went back and watched the second fight, and Tyson was not in any danger at all. There was times when Nile clipped him, but there was nothing, no power behind those punches at all. So Tyson, and I even said on IG story, I said it's now gonna be the next big influencer boxer, or is Tyson stock going to rise? And Tyson stock rose. He's on. Put it this way, a lot of people watched that fight because the Bread Batch guy was on there, and everybody knows who Tyson is because he beat up and stopped the Bread Batch guy. And it's one person in particular who was in attendance live who caught Tyson's eye. But before I go to who potentially could be fighting Tyson, let's talk about the fight. Like I said, initially, for now, he just wanted one big punch. He wanted to gain Tyson's respect, but as you can see, Tyson had his hand down. He was just running. Tyson just knew he was better than him. And this is what, after I watched the fight the second time, it was clear Tyson knew. It was like after, clearly after round one, but probably after a minute into round one, he's like, oh, I'm better than this kid. He was landing when he wanted to, and when he was landing, it hurt. That's one thing I always, I said, as well, Tyson's a big, strong dude. Doesn't mean nothing if he can't fight, if he can't land that big, right hand on the power, doesn't mean nothing. But he was 100% landing the power shot. He dropped now twice, I believe, once in round two, once in round two, and the last round three. Now, if you guys will go back and watch that fight, I think the last punch was the back of the head. I think the first knockdown was right behind the ear, which is legal, but I think the second one was right behind the head. Which, if you watched that fight, you knew now, you were just hoping and wishing now made it to the end of the round, in round three. But again, you gotta give him credit, and Tyson gave him credit. He kept pushing forward, he kept being the aggressor. He never backpacked, excuse me, he never backpedaled, even though he probably at points should have. He never cover up, never ran away. So now has heart. He has heart. He has fight. And he also gained fans. He gained fans with a lot of people. A lot of people gave him his respect. I gave him respect. After round two, I think even he knew, like, damn, I ain't winning. But he didn't quit. He didn't take the easy way out. He didn't take a knee, to gain like 15 more seconds of breathing air. Nah, he took the fight. Even after the second knockout, right, while the ref was counting, he made a 10 count. He got right back up, and the referee said, nah, he took enough damage. So he still won the fight. So you have to give him credit. So now I will give you credit, man. You have heart, you have fight, which is what we all want. YouTube or influencer boxing, that's all we want. We want good fight, a good scrap, a good build up, and a great fight, and that's what we get. What's so crazy for now is his Instagram The Brit Batch actually got banned. So his IG page with almost 300K followers couldn't even use it to promote the fight. So I wanted to ask him if like that added any extra stress. I'm gonna do that after this is over. I tell him like, yo, I'll talk about your fight. I'm gonna ask him like, yo, did that, do anything to distract you or to have you stressed out? Have you? You know, like that's literally, no pun intended, Brett Batch is his bread and butter. That's the reason why he was on that card, because of Brett Batch. That's the reason why he has so much connection, is because of Brett Batch. And he, like I said, he, if you went on there, right on the my last IG, I mean last IG, my last podcast episode, I went on his IG to see how many followers. I was, and he's been doing this, I believe, before KSI and Joe Weller was even officially announced. So that's what, 2017? 2017, or at least 2018. So it just sucks to have that much years and hours and work put into this brand, and boom, it got banned. I don't know if it was hacked. I don't know what happened. That still isn't 100%, confirmed yet. But it just sucks, man, that. And again, this was supposed to be a great week for him, But like someone on Twitter said, he lost the Brett Batch page and he lost a fight the same week, which is, ugh. This is gonna be a memorable week for him, but in a bad way. But you know what? The only thing to do is to bounce back. He has the new Brett Batch backup page. I believe that's at 30K, which, hey, I mean, 30,000 followers in less than 7 days ain't bad, but ain't 300K either. And like, it was history on that page. So that was now. Now let's talk about Tyson. Tyson, his talk went up. He looked comfortable. He was never in danger. He went in respect Niall's power. It was composed and calm. That was the most telling thing about the fight. I was like, oh yeah, he has this fight in his bag. And that's exactly what happened. He wanted to drop him, he dropped him. When he wanted to counter him, he countered him. So he didn't call out anybody because he doesn't know anything about the influence or the YouTube box community, the YouTube scene, et cetera, et cetera. Now Tyson follows me and JMX follows me. And JMX was actually at the show and he said, he wanted to support Brad Batch, he wanted to see how slim looked. So I asked JMX, I said, yo, will you fight Tyson, at Social Knockout? And he said he would. Sent the info to Tyson and he said that he would fight JMX. So potentially the next fight, Social Knockout 3, could have the returning JMX versus the emerging Tyson. So JMX versus Tyson could be a fight that happened on the next Social Knockout event, will be Social Knockout 3. I think that would be huge. JMX needs a fight. The last time he fought, his last boxing fight was 2018 against Coach Richard. His last fight period was an MMA on Fame, yeah, Fame MMA UK. That was 2019, December 2019. So it's 2021. So it's about to be, yeah, well, like 2 years. Yeah, it's 3 years since his last boxing fight. If it goes in 2022, it'll be 4 years and 3 years till his last fight period. So this would be a good look for JMX. I think he needs a warm-up fight before he goes back into the YouTube boxing scene 100%. And Tyson, he needs to capitalize on this. Like everyone knows who Brett Batch is, and now everyone knows that he's the guy who beat up Brett Batch. And he was damn good doing it. Like, I'll be honest, like, that's why I instantly said, let's see if he fights JMX. JMX can fight, Tyson can fight, boom. Of course, JMX is taller, so he will have the height advantage, the reach advantage, and the weight. I think when DAZN was had GMX on the panel for the Gibb versus Jake. I think they had Logan and Logan Paul and GMX next to each other, and like Logan was taller. I mean, excuse me, GMX was taller. I don't know weight wise, but I'll say he's like 200 pounds. So GMX would be taller, bigger, and stronger than Tyson. But is Tyson more experienced? Well, also from this one, Tyson looked more experienced. I don't know how many fights he's had. I guarantee you that wasn't his only fight that he had against Brabec. He either had some previous Muay Thai, kickboxing, amateur boxing. He looked too composed in that ring for that to be his first ever fight. He just did. He had too much confidence. He knew when a punch was going to land hard. And that's why I think him versus GMX would be good. He's friends with Brabec, so he could quote unquote avenge Brabec, avenge that loss for him. And so GMX needs it. He had X Academy, and then something fishy went on, I guess, with say the tokens and case of all people called out GMX because he sold some of his X Academy tokens. And then GMX left X Academy. X Academy is a program that GMX was co-founded. He put, I think I read the article, like $500,000. Well, he and the partner put $500,000. Either way, he put money into that. That was a big reason why he wasn't uploading on YouTube or he wasn't fighting, because he was trying to get X Academy off the ground. And since he had leave, and since he really hasn't been active on YouTube, he needs to go back into fighting. And the reason being, because he's still young. Same thing for now. Now, I should say, he's still young. It was a great learning experience. He learned how tough he was. I learned how tough he was. He learned that there's levels to this fight game. There just is. He's gonna be a much better fighter if he do come back, which I hope he does. But JMS, he's in my top five, YouTube boxer, and he's kind of moving down the ranking just because he's inactive and there's so many new people. But if he fights Tyson, who's a good fighter, I mean, that'd be good. It works for both people. JMX has nothing going on, and when I say it, I ain't trying to say disrespectful. He's not uploading to YouTube. He doesn't have X Academy anymore, so he needs to fall back on fighting. He's good. He has one win in MMA. He has two wins in amateur boxing. And the dude hopefully is more than three rounds. I mean, that's one thing social knockouts have to do. Some fights can be round three rounds, kind of like Tyson versus now the female influence fight. I can understand with that one. Some fights need to be 4 rounds. Tyson versus JMX need to be 6 rounds, to be honest with you. But that definitely needs to be more than 3 rounds. So I talked about the fight. I talked about how both fighters looked. So I talk about what's next for Tyson. I really hope Tyson versus JMX happen. As JMX isn't doing enough, and JMX can help bring over that UK audience. I know Social Knockout want to get bigger and bigger, and I respect them for that because I think they're going to lose Slim. I think his contract just ran out. Having JMX, even just for a one fight, would not be a bad look at all. So let's talk about now. What does he do? Does he go back to Brabec? Because that's the thing. Brabec isn't there no more. The original one. Brabec won. So now he's using the backup. Does he, this is something else if he's listening to. Like, does he even have the passion? So when you put, 3, 4 years and thousands of hours into something and it's gone and it blinked, do you still have the passion? And I'm sure he made money today. So like he made money, so he was like, well, put it this way, he wasn't able to sell Brett Badge and make money off of it, but he still made money off of Brett Badge this weekend, if that makes sense. So it wasn't a complete waste, and the reason why he's in the position he is just because of it. But seriously, does he go back into Brett Badge backup? What's crazy is, for a while he wasn't even running Brett Badge. He wasn't, because he was training, obviously. And I wonder if the person who was running it is the reason why it got hacked. I really do. Hopefully not. Hopefully it's a big, fuck up. But I will say that he had a really good fight. He had a great heart. I 100% want to see him fight again. So that's the thing. If he goes strictly back to posting on Bread Batch, that's fine. But I think I want to see him fight again. Like people mention any productions. I can see that. Any production isn't that good, but he's much better than his performance against Slim. I said on the prediction episode, Terren Fox versus Brett Batch. When Terren Fox fight got called out, well, got called off, he called out Brett Batch now, and that's when he was going off on everybody, and that was one of them. And I was like, why are they calling out Brett Batch? But he was just like, everybody was an enemy. Maybe they get Terren Fox versus Brett Batch. Who knows? I don't even know what his weight is. I know the weight won't be there, but still be some history. Put it that way. It might be a little bit, still some history. Also, what do you guys think? You guys think he should go back to Brett Batch permanently? Should he fight again? If you do, who? People say any productions. I can see that. I do want to see him go against another like media guy. Like I said, Adam 22 from No Jumper, DJ Academics. Highly doubt that happened now since the Heat lost. I highly doubt that. Okay, now let's move on to the second fight that I was looking forward to the most. I think after Tyson fight, they had, I guess, two coaches, two personal trainers. Nothing against them. I didn't watch that fight. But it was Slim versus Abaddon. And I said on the prediction show, this is going to be Slim's toughest opponent. It's going to be first time Slim faces an opponent who's going to punch Slim in the face. And production couldn't do it. Except the Fousey, he couldn't do it. And this was a good fight. This was really a good fight. And I said, and you can even say, Abaddon probably stole round two. And it was just a good fight. Because and this was a fight that Slim needed. It's because Fousey had no defense. He had negative. In productions, was only good for 34 seconds. He couldn't learn nothing. That's one thing what I like about social knockouts is Slim's getting experience. He's getting rounds under his belt. More importantly, he needed a round like this. I mean, he needed a fight like this. Slim had to dig deep to win this fight. He could, like I said, I don't know. Usually in boxing, win, lose, or draw, we still see who the judges gave each round to. I don't know what the judges, was giving rounds to. But, like, yeah, if Slim didn't knock out Abaddon, there's a good chance he lost that fight. So Slim had to dig deep and win that fight. Like, I have to win. Especially of all places, that places. Social knockout, like those judges is off the wall. The scoring system is sketchy to say the least. So Slim, like, nah, I gotta knock this dude out. I predicted that everyone was gonna be a crowd favorite, and he was. Slim was getting booed at the beginning when he was doing the introduction. Okay, let's talk about the fight. Round one, Slim drops Abaddon, and his confidence is all-time high. But he was dancing a lot. He was taunting a lot. And round two, they came back to hurt him. And round two, Slim was exhausted. Slim was gassed, and he was tired, and he was getting tagged. On the prediction show, I said Abaddon. I forgot his opponent's name. He would counter his opponent. He would be calm and like he'll be punched, but he'd be like, okay. So some people when they get punched in the face, they panic. Abaddon did not panic at all. Watch that fight. He took the fight to Slim. And I hope Abaddon comes back. I really do. Hell, Abaddon versus now from Bad Batch. That'd be a banger of a fight. But round three, Slim had to dig deep and like get rid of this dude. Cause I say it was a chance he could have won that. He could have lost that fight. Went to the judges. Real good chance. So as I always say, people who hate Jake Paul won't give me any credit, and people who hate Slim won't give me any credit. But I really truly believe this was a hell of a performance for Slim. Even the haters have to give him some credit. Have to, if they don't, that's why they're haters. Okay, I actually went back and rewatched the Slim versus Abaddon fight because I wanted to make sure what rounds people was dropped and whatever. Slim dropped Abaddon round one. The commentators tried to say it was a slip, but it was a legit knockdown. In that round, Abaddon was tagging Slim, and he caught him with some good shots. Round two happened. Slim took over. They said the round was close. I don't really believe that. I do think Slim was gassing. And again, he was in a tough fight. I think this was his first real fight, Fousey fight. He went against a guy who was much bigger and tougher, but he had no defense. And couldn't land a punch on Slim. And Productions, we saw what happened with that one. But this was his real first one. Abaddon was game. He, like I said in the prediction, he literally gave a fight to Slim. Slim had to dig deep in third round to knock him out. So shout out to Slim. I don't like the Hitman nickname. I like Slim Slim. You guys want to call him Hitman? I mean, hey, he's eliminating people who's in front of him, so I guess it's stick. But Slim Slim, man, that's a lot to like that name nickname better. So what is next for Slim and Abaddon? At the end, they asked Slim, hey, who do you want to call out? And Slim said, I got some opportunities on the table. I think he said he's going to fight one more time for social knockouts. But he called out FaZe Temper. And hopefully that means FaZe Clan versus the World Boxing Event is happening. I really hope it is. But we will see. I think there were reports, people told me that Slim only had a two-fight deal with social knockout. So that deal's over with unless they give him a new contract. Never against social knockout, but I hope FaZe Clan have their own boxing event. It could be 10 times bigger. It could be just like how Social Gloves was, except promising, 15 people, seven and six figure deals. Truthfully, they could have, if it's the FaZe Clan members, they can have seven figure deals, just with the sponsorships. Easy. But yeah. None disrespect to Social Knockout, but not Death Fight has to. Slim versus FaZe Temper has to be on the FaZe Clan event. So that's what's next for Slim. Hey, he and Jake Paul, the only YouTubers with multiple TKO KO victories. Jake has four, and now Slim has three. Okay, and so I'm going to talk about Abaddon. What I think he should do next. I said he was game, man. He had fight in him. Maybe him versus now. That could possibly happen. Abaddon versus Tyson, maybe? I don't know how Tyson won, but if they can't get JMX, throw that on. Let that be, another warm-up match for Tyson. But again, I would not mind seeing Abaddon fight again. Do have fight in him. And again, a learned experience, man. That's the one thing about Social Knockout is they're using the same core people, so they know when it's a draw, they're going to have a chance to fight again. Versus, as we know, how many, YouTubers have lost and took them years to get another fight. So, it's all gonna make Red Batch better. It's going to make Abaddon. JMX was also on Twitter, and he called out Slim. He said, if you want to have a proper fight, Slim, fight me. But Slim and JMX aren't even in the same weight class. Like, JMX is a legit heavyweight. And Slim is like in the 170s. He might be like 171, 172. So that fight doesn't really count. Tyson fought at 170, but he could easily be 180, 190. That wouldn't be a problem. So, Slim versus JMX, I retreat. Don't see it happening. JMX versus Tyson. Hopefully, that's the next fight. But for Slim, I really hope he fights FaZe Temper at the FaZe Clan versus the World Boxing Event. I really hope that happens. And if by some chance he fights one more time at Social Knockouts before actually fighting FaZe Temper, I don't know what he'll do because like he and Tyson are in the same weight class, but you can tell much different types. It's all muscle, some is all arms. But yeah, but again, that was a great fight. Tyson versus Nile and Slim versus Abaddon, best fights I saw. Yeah, I didn't see the trainers fight each other. I didn't see the first guys. I didn't even see the Muay Thai fighter who Slim was originally supposed to fight. So maybe that's who Slim fights next. Maybe he fights the Muay Thai fighter he was supposed to originally fight. I don't know. But I will say credit to Slim. Hopefully people will give Slim credit. You can't say Abaddon was a punching bag. You cannot say that. You can say that was the first real fight Slim has had, because it's true, it has been. But we'll see, man. And that will do it for part one of the Social Knockout 2 recap show. Man, the first half of Social Knockout 2 was great. But the last three fights, that god-awful female fight, I knew it was going to be bad, but good lord, it was dreadful. Adam versus Anus in the rigged money kiss fight. Oh, don't worry. I guess I could have enough energy tomorrow. I'm in good mood, so on top of the fights that really excite me. But tomorrow, I got to talk about the three shit fights, man. But again, that's tomorrow. So, what I want to tell you guys is, thanks for the support on the podcast. Listen, I'm trying to get a schedule where I do at least one episode per week. This week was a lot to talk about because, a fight week and then a preview show, prediction show, and now a recap show. So, yeah. And once again, follow me on Twitter and IG and YouTube for Fight Lounge. And I promise you the next update for Social Knockout 3, I will have. Or even Jake Paul versus Tommy Fury. We're still waiting on that to, be officially announced. So I'll keep you guys updated. So yeah, that would do it. I'll see you guys next time. Peace.